Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, let's jump right in. Vice President J.D. Vance hosted an eerie episode of the Charlie Kirk Show yesterday in honor of his late friend. It has been less than a week since Charlie Kirk was tragically assassinated at Utah Valley University, and Republicans have taken every single opportunity possible to escalate. Everybody from Donald Trump, who blamed it on the radical left hours after it happened, before we didn't know who the suspect was at the time, to Stephen Miller, who is saying that we need to destroy left-wing ideologies. Now, J.D. Vance came out, and he tried to not only misrepresent stats, but just inverse reality. So I want this video to serve as another narrative disruption. We made a video yesterday where I showed that Charlie Kirk wasn't some peaceful activist who just loved everybody. He was rather hateful in the way that he spoke. None of that justifies getting publicly executed in front of thousands of your fans. The video was just absolutely awful. Nobody deserves that at all. But that doesn't mean we can't criticize the backlash coming from the right. It is absolutely insane, and let's break it down. Let's start off with this clip of J.D. Vance saying, quote, "While our side of the aisle has some crazies, most violence comes from the left." This is a lie. Just listen.
"And while our side of the aisle certainly has its crazies, it is a statistical fact that most of the lunatics in American politics today are proud members of the far left."
You know, I was going to go and do this whole debunking, but thankfully the Twitter replies did it for me. Someone said, "Grok, can you verify this statement by the vice president? Seems to be untrue." Grok says, "J.D. Vance's claim lacks supporting statistical evidence. Data from the CSIS from 1994 to 2020 shows right-wing extremists behind 57% of terrorist incidents, 335 deaths. Left-wingers have caused 22 deaths. Someone says, "Wait, that means 10 times more deaths than those that identify as being on the right? That's an astounding figure." And Grok says, "Yes, 335 deaths from right-wing extremism, 22 from left-wing. It's over 15 times more. This is historical data. And recent events like Kirk," it says, "may change the stats because, you know, there's a lot of radicalization going on." But then someone says, "Elon Musk, please fix this nonsense." And Grok says, "My analysis relies on CSIS data indicating right-wing extremists caused 335 deaths, left-wing extremists caused 22 deaths. They are literally begging." Oh my God, she keeps going. "Your response is a result of fake news and crime reports." And then Grok just repeats itself. "It's based on CSIS data. There's ADL data. There's FBI data that all proves right-wing extremism happens disproportionately." That doesn't mean left-wing extremism is non-existent, but it's close to non-existent. It's 10 times higher on the right. So J.D. Vance is trying to stir up hatred overall and pin this on anybody who's vaguely left. I have another clip to play for you in just 1 second, but this article details how throughout this podcast, they laid out an increasingly dark plan for what they want to do. President Trump and his top advisors threatened on Monday to unleash the power of the federal government on what they think is a left-wing network that is funding and inciting violence. What do you mean a left-wing network? This dude grew up in a Republican family. He grew up in a MAGA family. He did one semester at a college and then dropped out and went to trade school. And then now his political ideology is rather up in the air. There's been a lot of disinformation floating around, so be careful. There's been a fake photo of him in a Trump shirt. That was photoshopped. He was not a registered Republican. That was someone twice his age. Just try to be careful. There was even a meme going around that he in 2017 did some sort of far-right Groyper pose, but that was just a misinterpretation of something called a Slav squat. This is not him, but it's a popular meme that was going around where you put on this tracksuit and you squat. And he was like, the dude was 15 at the time. He was 15. So I don't think it's smart to look at 2017 images when in 2025 he did do the shooting at a way different age. What he carved in his bullets seemed to be more anti-fascist things. So Bella Chow Some people say that's from a far-right Groyper playlist, but I looked it up and that playlist only had four followers. The playlist only had four followers, so I just don't believe. I think he was referring to the famous song. And then the other one said, "Hey, fascist, catch," which was a reference to a video game, but it's likely he just thought Charlie Kirk was fascistic. Well, I say we wait. Wait for the reporting. There's a lot of disinformation going around, but just know that a lot of this stuff relies on misinterpretations of memes. But to continue, President Trump laid out his vision. Investigators are still working to identify the motive. We don't even know the motive. Mr. Trump and his top allies suggested that the suspect was part of a coordinated movement that was fomenting violence against conservatives. Can I just go back to the stats one more time? As Grok pointed out, right-wing extremism is way more prevalent in the United States. A synagogue called the Tree of Life was shot up by a far-right extremist. In El Paso, Texas, 23 people were murdered by somebody who had white supremacist carvings on his gun. He targeted Hispanic people. What about the black church that was shot up, where 9 people were killed on the spot by a white right-wing extremist? It's the same profile every single time. And in this case, like I said, we still don't know the exact motive. It's still up in the air. And my job is to report the truth in a reasonable way, whether we like it or not. So while it would be easy for me to jump to some sort of conclusion that aligns with my ideology, I don't think it's helpful or healthy for us to do that in this situation. But that's what right-wingers are doing every single day. Can I show you this clip of Pam Bondi? Actually, this clip of Pam Bondi first, that Charlie Kirk basically disagreed with a year ago when he was alive. Take a listen.
There's free speech and then there's hate speech. And there is no place, especially now, especially after what happened to Charlie, in our society.
Do you see more law enforcement going after these groups who are using hate speech and putting cuffs on people so we show them that some action is better than no action?
We will absolutely target you, go after you, if you are targeting anyone with hate speech, anything. And that's across the aisle.
The thing is, though, even Charlie Kirk disagrees with this. Charlie Kirk said, almost exactly a year ago, hate speech does not exist legally in America. There's ugly speech, there's gross speech, there's evil speech, and it's all protected by the First Amendment. Keep America free. It's insane how quickly these people will resort to the same type of cancel culture they've claimed to hate for the past few years. All of this is very reminiscent of George Floyd era firings or whatever. And in that case, it was justified because somebody literally was killed by a police officer, by the state. And George Floyd's murderer, Derek Chauvin, was going to get away if there wasn't public social pressure. So it's much more justified in that case. But I just remember Republicans at that time were saying crazy stuff online and then getting in trouble for it and claiming they got quote unquote canceled. They were crying and whining about it because, you know, they didn't have much cultural power. Now, a few years later, it feels like the tables have turned. They do have a bit more cultural power. That's the unfortunate reality. They have every chamber of Congress. They have the presidency. And Charlie Kirk's death did reinvigorate this cultural unity for conservatives. So they're weaponizing it. They feel so good about weaponizing it, too. It's the same type of thing that they claim to be against a few years back. And listen, if Charlie Kirk died 2 hours ago and you're tweeting that you're tweeting insane, insane things about him, calling for more violence, your boss should probably tell you to knock it off. I mean, I could see a boss being like, hey, don't call for violence. But some of the people they're canceling are just teachers who were saying, listen, nobody deserves to get shot, but I disagreed with Charlie Kirk. Literally, a teacher who just said something as simple as that got fired, life ruined, hundreds of thousands of likes on a tweet about her. It's insane. Just be careful what you say out there right now. Be very, very careful what you say, especially if you're using your name on an online public profile. That would be my advice. But to continue, Pam Bondi then contradicts Charlie Kirk, the entire conservative movement, and everything they've been pushing for over the past few years. Do you guys remember when that Colorado bakery rejected a gay couple? They said, we're not going to make a cake for you on the grounds of our religion. And then Colorado, the Civil Rights Commission, said, you can't do that. That's illegal. Then it went up to the Supreme Court and they said, actually, you can do that. It's your own business. It's your private business. You can reject people. So lately, you know, poster printing businesses in local towns have been rejecting Charlie Kirk printouts. there was a video of some woman saying, I don't feel comfortable printing out this propaganda piece of Charlie Kirk. This is weird. I'm turning this down. And they're trying to like sue this lady and ruin her life. Pam Bondi then says, you can't do that. But this goes in contrast with what they've been fighting for the past decade. It was 2012 when the same-sex couple tried to do this in Colorado. And ever since then, this has been like a keystone of conservative ideology. They've been holding the line on this, but...
That's horrific. It's free speech, but you shouldn't be employed anywhere if you're going to say that. And employers, you have an obligation to get rid of people. You need to look at people who are saying horrible things. And they shouldn't be working with you. Businesses cannot discriminate. If you want to go in and print posters with Charlie's pictures on them for a vigil, you have to let them do that. We can prosecute you for that. I have Harmeet Dhillon right now in our civil rights unit looking at that immediately, that Office Depot had done that. We're looking at that. But Sean, you know, that's horrific.
I mean, Pam Bondi will immediately throw everything out of the window. Even conservatives are saying, Pam Bondi's not equipped. Cash Patel is not equipped. A lot of conservatives are pissed off at Cash Patel. Let's watch this next clip of J.D. Vance getting even scarier on The Charlie Kirk Show.
There is no unity with people who scream at children over their parents' politics. There is no unity with someone who lies about what Charlie Kirk said in order to excuse his murder. There is no unity with someone who harasses an innocent family the day after the father of that family lost a dear friend. There is no unity with the people who celebrate Charlie Kirk's assassination. And there is no unity with the people who fund these articles, who pay the salaries of these terrorist sympathizers, who argue that Charlie Kirk, a loving husband and father, deserved a shot to the neck because he spoke words with which they disagree.
By the way, we don't argue that on the Adam Mockler Show. I do not think you should get shot for speaking words that you disagree. And most people in a liberal democracy don't think that. We live in a democracy. That is what makes it so great, that you can talk even if you're saying dumb things that I disagree with. You are illiberal. You are the opposite of thinking that liberalism or democracy is good if you think shooting is okay. But J.D. Vance is illiberal too. He is pushing for the opposite of a liberal democracy when he goes on these long tirades about how we can't have unity and tries to paint the other side as terrorist sympathizers. They are trying to have complete cultural takeover and create this chilling effect. The chilling effect kicks in when people are fired and fired and too scared to speak their mind over and over. And when they're too scared to speak their mind, then there's this conservative cultural chilling. So we're going to continue to use this platform to speak the truth. And again, speak the truth, but my advice is, when you're using an account with your name on it, just be careful about what you're saying. Don't be crass or insensitive, especially at a time like this.
Did you know that the George Soros Open Society Foundation and the Ford Foundation, the groups who funded that disgusting article justifying Charlie's death, do you know they benefit from generous tax treatment? They are literally subsidized by you and me, the American taxpayer. And how do they reward us? By setting fire to the house built by the American family over 250 years. I am desperate for our country to be united in condemnation of the actions and the ideas that killed my friend. I want it so badly.
Yeah, you sound like you want it badly. You sound desperate to be unified. You just said over and over, no unity. Okay. The thing is, what he's claiming here, what he's trying to lay out here, is a plan to surgically target left-wing organizations that have nothing to do with a lone white male kid who grew up in a Republican family. He got radicalized over the past year, according to his friends. We don't know what his motive was, but it seems like he got radicalized. I think it's reasonable to assume that he was radicalized to the left, but how are you going to connect that to the George Soros Foundation? Like, what if after Dylan Roof killed a bunch of people, the white supremacist Dylan Roof shot up a bunch of people, we immediately began to take down all of the infrastructure of Republicans, like WinRed or the Republican fundraising apparatus or the RNC? Like, you know, they tried to target Act Blue a few months ago. Act Blue is a conservative fundraiser. So on this show, like I said, we'll continue to call it out. That's what this platform is built for. That is why every single day we built this platform, so that I can call this shit out with no repercussions. And no worries that conservatives are going to take me down or strip my funding away. We don't have funding. We don't use funding. It's just daily videos. We have some sponsors that we have. But we don't have investors or whatever that have some sort of say in what I can do or say. So I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos we make, make sure you subscribe below. I love you all and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.